Columbus saw a record number of homicides last year. While police continue dealing with the spike in violence, doctors at Grant Medical Center are using a new balloon-like device to save lives. Here to talk about that is Grant trauma surgeon Dr. Chance Spaulding, and thanks for joining me.
Thank you for having me.
Describe this device, what it looks like, and when it's used.
The device is a small catheter, and it has a balloon on the end of the catheter. The device is used when patients come into the trauma bay, which is a small room off the side of the emergency department for patients who are critically injured, and it's used when they're in immediate threat of life, that they're bleeding so bad that they could die within minutes, and we can put this device in. It's a minimally invasive technique that we can go in the groin, much like people get a heart stent, and we can sneak this little catheter into the main blood vessel that exits the heart, and we can blow up a balloon that now stops the bleeding from anything that's below that portion. So it preserves all the blood flow to the heart, the lungs, and the brain.
Can this be used during any type of trauma, be it gunshots, car crashes, or anything else?
It can. Specifically, it's for gunshots to the belly or pelvis region, or any trauma that happens from car crashes to the pelvis or belly. If it's a chest trauma or a chest gunshot wound, then those patients typically need surgery, and we go in and fix that and not use this balloon.
So the balloon then can stop someone from having to have surgery?
Yes. It allows us to do what we classify as minimally invasive trauma surgery. So if you have broken bones in your pelvis, or if you have a gunshot to, let's say, your spleen, then we can put this balloon up. You can also get a catheter-based therapy that we do in our interventional radiology suites, and you can get a coil or embolization of that organ, and then you never need surgery. You don't need a big incision like you would have before.
How many times have you used this procedure, and how long have you been using it?
We launched the program a year ago now, January of 2017, and we were one of the first sites in the state. We've been able to do this 18 times within the year, and are currently one of the leading sites in a national study to go through and look at the efficacy of this type of device.
So it's kind of like you're still studying this?
Well, the device itself has been studied, but the utility or the usefulness of it is still being hashed out compared to our past techniques. That typically takes 5 to 10 years of data to go through and support the usage of something like this.
What would you say right now, though? You've used it 18 times. Did it save those 18 lives?
Comparatively, yes. I've definitely saved certain numbers of like blood products used and saved lives from the time that it would take for me to do other procedures on the patient. It allows me to get them up to the operating room quickly and allows me to do the definitive procedures that I need so I can stop their bleeding.
Would you say 18 lives have been saved in the past year?
Much more than that has been saved, unless you're not particularly from this device. We're able to use this in the trauma bays, in the operating rooms. We use this on OB patients. We use this in the ICU. So anything that is a scenario where you have massive amounts of bleeding that is difficult to control, we're able to use this device to stop it and then progress to surgery or other procedures that we need to.
How many other hospitals in the area are using this technique?
Right now there's one, Riverside is as well, and we're building a program to try to disseminate this type of device throughout other institutions within our area.
Do you feel then that it is this life-saving measure that it's been described as being?
Yeah, in the right patient it is. It can be deployed very, very quickly, and we can stop their bleeding. We have a whole program built around this device now that we've implemented. So everyone in the emergency department, from our paramedic staff, our nursing staff, our emergency medicine doctors, they're all facile in the types of patients who need this device, and they're facile in helping to assist in getting this device deployed correctly.
I've been talking with Grant Medical Center trauma surgeon Dr. Chance Spaulding about a balloon surgery technique designed to save the lives of more trauma patients. Thank you for your time.
Thank you. I appreciate it.